Hello everyone, happy new year 2011, and welcome to part 7 of the e-commerce website building lesson series. And I'm sorry for the pause in the series, but the holidays got the best of me. It was very clear to everyone who's with ears that the code would not be available till the end of the lesson series. I said that. And I made sure throughout each video that I showed the code real clear on the screen, so that way if you would just full screen and go to HD, maybe pause here and there where you need to type some things in where you can see it real clear, then that's what you gotta do if you can't wait until the end. Okay, we have nothing else holding us back now, so in part 7 here we will focus on getting the home page to show an always up-to-date dynamic listing of the latest items the store manager has placed in using the back-end system, the back-end CMS system that we created for the store. So all we have to do is go and open our index.php page. So I'm here in Dreamweaver, and there's my index.php page. And you can see there's not much to it, and that's every bit of the code there. And I bet you if you guys were to full screen right now and put it on HD, you would see every bit of the code. I have experimented, I've looked. Now right here on my homepage, you can see in my body section there, I have a div, that's the main wrapper for everything. Then I have my template header coming in, and under that at the very bottom is my template footer. So in between the template header and the footer, we have our page content div ID, and inside of that div I'm going to put a table. And I know a lot of people don't like using tables, so you can go ahead and make your three column div layout now that would be similar to my table layout, that's going to be three columns in one row. And look how easy that is. It's so easy. Nice, huh? Then you go to design view, and there's your three column layout. You hit enter a few times right there. You can just easily, very easily adjust the sizing. So you just slidey, grab and slidey those things around until it looks real nice to you. It's so easy. Or you can be a div CSS nut and make your three column div layout. It's very simple for you to float things, you know. You're a CSS Zen master. Who are we to tell you how to do things? We're just lowly table users that like to do things easy and still have everything validate at the W3C. Tables validate just fine. They run just fine, they load just fine, they index SEO just fine too. Ha ha ha. Okay, so I'm gonna get this to be thin on that side, a little bit more narrow on that side as well. And then in the middle, I'm going to have my featured items. So all three of these columns, I'm going to highlight and make sure they're vertically aligned to the top. That way my text is always on top. So if you have something big in this column, and you only have one sentence in this column, it won't be aligned to the middle, it'll be aligned to the top like you want it. Now here I'm just going to put some crap. Newest items added to the store. Over here, more crap. And you can imagine what that would be. Anything that your imagination can think of. So right here I know I want my dynamic list to render. So I'm going to hit enter there. And I'm just going to type in the money symbol. Dynamic list would be the variable name. And I'm going to assemble this variable now by doing a simple select query on the database. Okay, so first let's go into the code view and make that output correctly as a PHP variable. Go to PHP and echo. When you have the whole thing highlighted, you can throw a semicolon on the end there. You don't even have to put the semicolon, but I just like to break all my statements with a semicolon. Now all we have to do in the top of the index.php page above the doc type here, press enter, push that down one line, have your PHP tab in Dreamweaver and go to add a PHP code block. Or if you're not in Dreamweaver and you're in Notepad++ or something like that, just type in your PHP block. Let's make ourselves a comment. Run a select query to get my latest six items. And you can get as many items as you want to dynamically render on your homepage. But I'm just going to keep it simple at six. Now we can go into files that we already have some scripting in, like store admin, I think. And we can go to inventory list, and I believe we can grab one of these queries to make life easy for ourselves. This block grabs the whole list for viewing. That's perfect. That's what we want. But I don't need the PHP block. I just want the code inside of it. And that's on inventory-list.php, the block that grabs the whole list for viewing. Back on the index page, right underneath my comment, I'm going to pop in that code. Remove that comment because I already have my comment. And instead of product list, I want this to be dynamic list. So everywhere where it says product list, change it to dynamic list. So the SQL reads, well, first we have to connect to the database. If we don't do that, we're screwed. Let's see what's here. Right there, connect to the MySQL database. Grab that code. And let's do that first thing. And we don't have to go up one level because we're in the root directory, so we can go straight into the store scripts folder and grab that connect to MySQL PHP file, which will open the MySQL connection for us. And we can query the database. Now all we have to do is go through here and change a couple of things. Like the query says select all from products order by date added descending, which is fine, but we need a limit. So I'm going to type in limit 6. I only want 6 items returned from this query. Product count, we'll keep that in there. And if there is no products in the dynamic listing, we want to say we have no products. We have no products listed in our store yet. But once a product is added through the back end, this will never display. It will be this will display. Make sure we get that to say dynamic list. And so basically you're appending into the dynamic list variable each of the 6 products in any way you want to display them. So right now we're gathering out the product ID, the product name, the product price, the date added, and if you want to get the description and all that, that's just fine. You can query the description out with these other things and display it on the home page. But I'm not going to. I'm going to keep it nice and simple. I'm going to go to design view. And what I'm going to do right here, go down a couple of lines by hitting shift enter to put line breaks. And right here, I'm just going to simulate how I would want this to look for each new item. And since I want to have the product picture now displaying with the information, I'm going to make use of tables again. So I'm going to hit table, one row, two columns, very simple, small table that will hold an image on the left side right here in this little box. And then in this cell, we're going to have the product information, what the name of it is, the price, click to buy or click to view more information, and then the image will also have a link on it. So let's grab one of those images now. And this is just static, just for the to set up how things are going to look in the dynamic display. So let's go to inventory images, and since we don't have any here, I'm going to have to FTP some of the ones that are already there into that spot. Let me do that real quick. Okay, so I FTP'd the first item's image just to help me make things look the way they should. I'm going to put here dynamic title. Alright, so let's make that have. So there we can see the hat in that first cell. And we don't want it so big. So what you can do is adjust the size by holding shift and dragging there. Click down and drag. I want it to be about that big for each one. And then you can move this in, or you can also give this table some padding just to make it look a little better. And your products can have a border. Let's put a border of 1 on that. And it's going to also have a link to the product page so they can see the product in grand display. So right now let's just put a pound sign right there for the link, and that was given a blue border now, but you can change the color of your borders for all your images. You can simply give this a style, border, color, that gray, whatever color you want, 1 pixel, solid. Save. And now you'll have the color borders that you want around your images, and it also has a link on it. Let's see, we can open the product page, make sure that's the name. Let's go back to our index page. We can make this link to product. .php, and it's going to have some variable attached to it. So let's just put the question mark to ready ourselves for the URL variable that we're going to add to that link in a second. Now here I'm going to want the product title, so I'm going to v-align both of these to the top. Right here I'm just going to put product title, put a line break, product price. You can design this any way you want. I'm just doing it real simple to save time. And then view, just put a view product link. Make that a link to the same page, product.php with the question mark. Like I said, you can pull the description out if you want to have the description in there too. Any kind of information you're storing about your inventory items. Now for my particular needs, I don't need this so wide in the center now. And I can take this code right here, that table, let's go into code view. Pretty much it'll be highlighted for you, and you just control X or control C. You can leave it there for now and even comment it out. So press control C and copy it before you comment it out, and then comment it out. So it won't render on the page. Now you put it up here. Dynamic list, whatever's going to output in that list. And let's make use of single quotes here. So we'll put in single quote, and that will be the content for the variable will be in between those two single quotes. So let's paste it in right now, control V, that dynamic table. So in my case, this table will be rendered out 6 times with 6 of the latest products that I've added to the system. And a lot of people will disagree with me on using tables, but really you don't have to listen to them because tables are still widely used, and the day that tables are not accepted as a standard and they're not W3C validated when you validate your markup, since tables are all valid still and they still work nice and they're easy to work with, I say use it. The day that they cancel out tables is the day we turn to divs to do what we need to do. But until that day comes, make use of tables. They're easy and fun. And if you want to get down to the nitty-gritty of things, this is really tabular data. If you want to talk about what's right to use tables for what, this is tabular data, the way we have it laid out. And you can use one table that just spits out rows. This table tag could be set above the loop. That way it renders out just once, and then the closing table tag can be set below the loop. That way it only renders out once, and that way you're just spitting out table rows and not whole tables for each item. In my case here, I'm going to keep it easy and just spit out a whole table, a whole little table with 2 cells for each item. I'm just letting you know how, if you want to be more efficient, you can make this table starting tag render just once by putting it above this while loop. And then spitting out in the while loop, in the dynamic list variable, each row. Just the row. And make sure you have this closing table tag outside of your while loop to close the table off. But if you want to be super geek, like the Div CSS Zen guys, you can make the 2-column layout here. One for your product image and one for the information right next to it by floating divs. You don't have to use tables. There, now nobody can yell at me about nothing. Okay, now very simply here at the top, in that while loop, we just render out the variables. Price, that's going to go here, product price. So let's put a dollar sign, and let's put a single quote, space, period, space, the variable name, space, period, space, single quote. That's how you render in a variable using single quotes within a section of code that is encapsulated with single quotes. If I didn't put those single quotes there, all the people would see on the page is the dollar sign and the word price. So you have to put the single quote breaks the string, and then the dot appends to it. So basically you're breaking string, appending this variable inside of it, the way it's supposed to render out. Then you append again, and you're adding the rest of the string information. So we can just do the same for product name, which would go right here, product title. Just change that for product name. So the product name will render in for each one of the items there, product price there. Now all we have to do is make sure the ID is output here. So let's take that setup again, put it right there where it says 1, because that 1 must be made dynamic now for each item ID. So instead of product name, it's going to say ID. So inventory images, ID.jpg, simple. And dynamic title right there, we'll just put product name. Grab that. Right there where it says dynamic title in the alt, put product name, and you'll be doing fine. Now right here we have a link. Now we have two links actually, one on the image and one where it says view product. In the design, well, we don't have it there anymore. But remember where we typed in view product? We want to have that link be dynamic. So on the product page, I don't think we're establishing yet anything. It's still blank. So we can close that off. So we can make this variable be whatever we want. Let's just make it ID. Equals this item's ID. So let's just grab these characters there and place it right after the equal sign. Product.php. The URL variable will be named ID, and its value will be each dynamic variable in this list as it comes out. So let's just take that same setup, ID equals, and let's put it right here on this one as well. That way your picture will have the link, the product image, and also the view product, or the view product details link will also be active and shoot the person to the product.php page for that product. And at any time after your scripting is done at the top, you can throw this MySQL close function with no arguments, and it'll close any open connections. I'm pretty sure using this with no arguments here between the parentheses will close any open connections to your MySQL database. Okay, let's run it. So I'm going to FTP it up to my live online server at adamcorey.com. Okay, so check out my homepage now. And this is live if you want to go see it. Actually online, it's adamcorey.com. This is where I'm just playing around with this tutorial lesson, getting things built. You can see I have 6 items coming out dynamically. Each uses a table with a column on the left here to fit the product image, and a column on the right to fit the product information and the view product's details. So if I was to press this, it would go to product.php ID 1. This one you can see has ID of 3, ID of 4, so they all have a unique ID. You notice that I deleted my item number 2 when doing a tutorial. I think it was part 4 or 5 where I deleted one of my product items, and that was item number 2. So all I have is item 1, and then it skips to item 3, and that is no big deal. I don't need an item number 2, as long as each item has a unique ID in the database. Okay, so we accomplished that task. You know, you just make it, design the page to look the way you want. Bring the information out in any way you want. Or if you want to have a grid layout of all your products, say you don't like this linear layout, you want a grid layout. At develop.php, I just did a grid output script lesson here that shows you how to do this kind of grid layout type thing in PHP and MySQL. And there's even a video on it if you click that link, where I explain all the code. Alright, so that's going to wrap up part 7, and in part 8, we're going to get the product.php page to display the item in all its grand detail, and that will be the page that has the Buy Now button on it. So that will be part 8.